USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A cruise ship headed to Miami changed course and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. The U.S. State Department has ordered the evacuation of American citizens in Ukraine amid the threat of Russian military action. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News weighs in.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his joint chiefs and his secretary of state and his national security advisor, that he was presented options. Options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
An 8-year-old girl was struck and killed by a stray bullet while walking with her mother on a Chicago, Illinois street Saturday afternoon. Melissa Ortega was struck by one of several rounds fired by a male suspect toward a 26-year-old known gang member. Activist Keith Thornton on CBS2 Chicago.
This is an 8-year-old Latina who could have been someone. She came from Mexico to have a better life.
She and her mother had immigrated from Mexico in August. City leaders are once again demanding change after the Little Village shooting on Sunday. The suspect remains at large. NASA says the James Webb Space Telescope will fire its thruster Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern and break into orbit around Lagrange Point 2, a million miles from Earth, where the observatory will orbit the Sun. Lagrange points are like parking garages in space caused by the Sun's gravity onto Earth. The James Webb Space Telescope is an international collaboration between NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Canadian Space Agency. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The country of Tonga in the South Pacific, after experiencing an underwater volcano eruption just over a week ago, has had a problem from relief supplies getting in because of the devastation. That has now changed.
Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have delivered aid amid a shortage of drinking water in Tonga in the wake of a 4-foot tsunami after an underwater volcano exploded last week. The Australian aid also included medicine, cleanup equipment, and telecommunications infrastructure. On Saturday, planes carrying aid from New Zealand and Japan also touched down alongside the Australian flights. Fiji military personnel, consisting of engineers, medics, and other specialists, are teaming up with Australia to help with the rehabilitation and further assessment in Tonga. Around 12,000 households have been affected by the volcanic eruption and the subsequent tsunami that hit Tonga last weekend. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs also confirmed that the economically vital agriculture sector suffered substantially, mostly due to the ashfall on the crops. Tonga's government confirmed 3 deaths from the pair of natural disasters. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The world's 5 richest tycoons, including Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates, have already lost about $85 billion this year amid a brutal market sell-off. The tech-savvy NASDAQ index fell 8% last week and is down 13% this year. I'm Lance Pryde. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.